Thanks very much. And I, given that the clouds have descended now that we've come outside Priory Hall, the sun was shining down the road. The minute we got here, the sky seemed to get a bit grey. I wonder why. But I won't delay people. I think in some ways today really represents the best of days and the worst of days. The worst of days that mothers, fathers, grandfathers, children have to leave their homes to come out on the street to demand justice, to demand an end to a forced eviction for massively overpriced housing that ye are the victims of. That in and of itself is an absolute scandal. But it is the best of days that so many people have come out in such dignity and such a show of strength to say that ye will not be walked on. You will not go home until you have a decent home to go to, and you'll stay on the streets and stay campaigning until justice is won on this issue. And that, to be honest, is the way in which this issue will be resolved. Now, I'd like to give greetings today from my colleagues in the United Left Alliance, and also to my colleague Deputy Mick Wallace, who along with myself came out here a couple of Saturdays ago to look at Priory Hell. And I can honestly say, although I had heard the stories and expected the worst, that nothing prepared me for the hell that we experienced when we went there that morning. And I have no doubt that when the history books are written, Priory Hall will be synonymous with gangsterism, with corruption, with interference in the planning process. Stood over and protected by successive governments, and you are the victims of that. There are many people responsible for the debacle behind us. The primary person responsible undoubtedly is McFeely and his henchmen. There is no doubt about that. But he could not have got away with what he got away with without the idleness of Dublin City Council and without the connivance of self-certification, which allowed builders cream multi-million profits off the back of people for overpriced housing, which will not even stand the test of time. They are all responsible. The banks that are still bleeding ye dry for mortgages in homes that you can't live in, they are responsible. They didn't carry out the checks. But what these people are doing is that they're all hiding behind each other. Everyone is blaming everybody else. Well, the responsibility is equal, and who can sort that out? And we would have to say that Big Phil and the government are in the primary position to sort this issue out. They say it's not their fault. They weren't in government. That may be true for some of the years. They're not personally responsible, but they're responsible because they're in the driving seat. They can pull together these organisations, knock heads together and get justice. Now, it's not up for me to say what the solution is, but given that I've been out there, have looked at it with professional people, I believe that this place has to be pulled down. Absolutely pulled down. It's unrealistic to expect people to go back there. So therefore, what's the solution? And the solution put forward by the residents, that there are many homes lying empty, owned by the taxpayer in Nama, that if you sat down and discussed it, the idea of the banks being involved and mortgages being transferred, all of these issues are practical issues which can be addressed if the will is there to do so. Now, I have to be honest that the will that the Minister has displayed has not been very forthcoming over the past period. He has not come up to the mark. But today's initiative and keeping the pressure on is the only way in which we can change that situation. There is a solution there if they put their minds to it. The message has to go back today that people won't take the pressure off until justice is achieved in that regard. We'll do what we can to use the Dáil, but we're not naive. We know that we on our own can't do that. It's the people here, the families in this area, who will bring justice, and we won't stop until we get it. The very best of luck to you all.